Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. Join us weekly as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here with today's program is David Holtz.
Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your host, David Holtz, and we want to welcome you to today's podcast. We have a very special guest with us that is going to tell us about sound and how powerful sound is for many, many different changes and transformations that's going on, not only at the global level, but at the personal level as well. And we're going to be introducing to you Jill Mattson, who I've known for a lot of years, and we've shared at expos, and we have shared in the passion of bringing the world to sound and the power of sound and bringing it into our lives to help us to move forward to our full potentials and possibilities. So is Jill with us now?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Good day.
Fun to be with you again, David.
I'm so glad to have you today. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank
you. Let me tell you a little bit about Jill for you that are listening to us. And by the way, we're coming live today from Charlotte, North Carolina. Jill Mattson is an author. She's an artist, a musician, and widely recognized expert and composer in the emerging field of sound healing. That's quite a bit, Jill. She has written 4 books and produced 7 CDs that combined intricate sound healing techniques with her original award-winning musical compositions. Best CD of 2015, according to the People's Choice, Angel and Masters. The CDs consist of intriguing, magical tracks using ancient and modern techniques with sound energy and special healing frequencies to achieve profound benefits. Well, this goes on and on and on. You're a busy lady.
Aren't we all?
Yes. Well, these are, you know, the times that I think there is such a clear clarion call for the light workers to step up and to help us all who are on the planet at this time to make this tremendous shift and transformation into a whole new meaning is what it means to be human in this new earth that is coming forth today. So you know that I share with you this great passion of healing with sound and vibration. And I so appreciate your research and what you have put out in the way of educating people about sound. It has been such a contribution to all of us who are in the sound community. You know, Jill, when I started with this 15 years ago, there wasn't a lot of us, but it's growing. Don't you think that that's what the wave is we're riding, is being able to work more with vibration and sound and energy?
Sound, according to ancient man, would be one of the most powerful subtle or quantum energies that you can use. The idea, when you look at ancient advanced masters, was that you would simply go to quantum energy or sound or feelings or thoughts, light, shapes, and you get little packets of energy, kind of like you can mold clay. And then when you want to use it in the material world, you fire it, or you get enough dosage of sound that you make the difference in matter. A good example might be using sound to blast kidney stones or sound to heal bones faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sound is that little quantum malleable stuff. And in with enough dosage, you change matter. With less dosage, you change brainwaves, you change emotions. And
right.
The connectivity on different levels of your beings. I'm like, ooh, way cool.
Mm-hmm.
Way cool.
So, well, you know, you mentioned the quantum thing. I tell you, the quantum understanding has just changed most everything, the way we used to think. And I used to always believe, as so many do, that my body has this energy field, but I've sort of learned that my energy field becomes my body. And that has made a whole difference to me about how energy and our energy fields are more cause and our physical body is effect. So can you talk a little bit about how sound is maybe making it in more into the medical field? I know you're interested in that and you have done some research, but I think that these systems are beginning to come together more and more as people are opening up to this wonderful new science that everything is energy. And the only difference in energy as matter is in the use of the spectrum of vibration. So anything you'd like to say about what's happening in that field?
Sure. Well, first of all, let me quote Edgar Cayce, who says the medicine of the future is medicine of the future will be sound. And that's available to us right now. In my Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing book, I describe the work of bioacoustics in which you measure every frequency within your body. So you can look at the second cycle per seconds of a cancer cell or look and see which frequency in your digestion is out of tune and causing you not to absorb and utilize vitalizing nutrients. So sound is available now to see the body as like a harmony, as a musical piece, and you can see every single thing that's out. And with sound, you can put it right back into balance. Like, for example, if I were to play the frequency associated with niacin, and that's a supplement that makes your face flush,
yes,
your face will flush just by listening. And in my Deep Way Beauty, I have all the frequencies associated with vitamins and the muscles in your face and neck. As you said, we have, you know, that you this field, this energy around you, it becomes you, your body. And it's so. And actually, the medical field currently already delves into sound healing. They just don't call it that. An echocardiogram, an MRI, sonograms, TENS, pacemakers. These guys, these, you know, methods are using elements of sound and vibration. It's just not called sound healing.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You are totally right. I know every time I go into a doctor's office, there's always a tuning fork sitting there. And usually, if I pick it up, get a chance, it's a 128 hertz usually, which I guess they've learned in medical school how to use that to check people's feet and different parts of the body for numbness and whatever. But I love telling them that there was actually a $12 million grant given into that particular frequency to prove that it spikes our nitric oxide. And that kind of leaves them like, what are you talking about? They didn't teach us this in medical school. So I know that I use tuning forks, and I believe tuning forks is in your repertoire of different things. Can you talk a little about that experience for you?
Yeah. Well, if you were to, I'm just going to quote Pythagoras, and I know he's kind of oldie moldy, but definitely goldie. He would say that all is a number. He wouldn't say the most powerful tool is sound. He would say it's numbers expressed as sound. And it would be the same in the physical body. The communication of the body, the universal language of the universe, it's numbers expressed as sound. And one of the things I've learned, again, in my the Secret Sounds book, that in order to be healthy, you need all the frequencies. And often we'll get too much or too little, both of which make us sick. And the problem with using a musical instrument to come in on a very personal basis and look at your personal issues is that, you know, our, you know, you can have 50 to 100 cycles per second in between the smallest notes on a piano. So the beauty of a tuning fork is coming right in to one cycle per second. And then there's like very specific methods, as in my Secret Sounds book, And then there's generic methods. According to the ancient legends in Lemuria, Atlantis, the people there were very clairvoyant. So they could see if a certain sound, music, would change your aura. And they found that certain, like, number patterns or converted to sound light you up like a Christmas tree. And as you know, David, that's really big. It makes you healthier on all levels. And, you know, like the solfeggio sounds or sacred geometry is nothing but shapes created in nature. An ancient man would look at it as geometry and play the numbers that creates the gifts of Mother Earth. And again, it connects you with the earth. It makes you healthier, stronger, brings you into wisdom. There's star tones. I have my star CD. That was an ancient method of connecting with the heavens. They would believe that, ancient man would believe that as much as Gaia inhabits Earth, that there would be another highly evolved being in the other planets. And so they'd kind of like the resonance. They'd like to, the frequency. They'd like to have the same frequency and start downloading that energy, that celestial energy. Ancient men would believe, literally, that being out in the stars and observing them is good for you. And if you're not out in the stars, you could play sounds that would equate to the stars. And it's very healing. And so I use all kinds of tuning forks. I use in my CDs generic patterns because you wouldn't want to have, you know, like if I needed sounds, let's say, for diabetes and you don't have diabetes, it wouldn't be something you necessarily should listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So all my CDs, I'm bringing in generic, put light in your aura, open up your chakras, take out negative emotions, build positive ones, tune organs in your body, download vitamins. I mean, they're all generic sounds created in tuning forks. So we're getting very precise exactly what you need. And a piano just doesn't cut the mustard. Too many lost frequencies.
That is so true. I I think that's such an important thing you're saying right there. Don't mean to butt in, but I want to make sure that we focus on this whole idea of a tuning fork is such a pure, what I call raw vibration. It's not just a melody based upon music and a song that attaches to our emotional feeling part of us, but it is so exact in its vibration. And I think that is so important for people to understand. Of course, I love tuning forks because, and maybe I'm just a little showing my age here and generation, but I love it because it's not connected to the grid. That actually it is not computerized necessarily, but we can actually use something at any time, any place, on any situation. So I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Now, you mentioned something called the solfeggio, and maybe we have listeners today that that's new to, and maybe we could talk a little bit about what is the solfeggio frequencies and sounds.
Sure. They were made popular through the Biological Apocalypse, a book in which they were decoding a section of numbers, and they found six of these frequencies. However, I found they'd been used in not only ancient Hebrew, but in China and Egypt as well. My suspicion is like, for example, the ancient Hindu culture, they would get very clairvoyant people and observe how the sounds affect us. And they would even change it during the day because the energy changes during the day and it's like everything interacts. But the solfeggio tones would have been a set of frequencies that if they're in your aura, you're feeling really good. And if you were to do Carillion photography, you're going to be light. And if you do Carillion or aura photography in your dark, that's usually representative of a very significant health issue. So they would take a look at, you know, those songs that uplift, that would be the fast track to for enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we got going on there.
Yeah. We need to just stop for a little break right now, and we'll be back and hear more from Jill Mattson. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about what the solfeggio frequencies are and much more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with you.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Holtz at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
Welcome. We want to welcome you back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. Today, we are talking to Jill Mattson, author, composer, and artist, who just began to tell us about a very ancient scale or set of vibrations, I like to call them, called the solfeggio. So, Jill, I apologize for cutting in on you, but we had to go to break. So we're back, and please continue telling us about these solfeggios.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned before, they were noted by the ancient masters and ancient cultures because this unique set of tones, as well as there's several of them, like star tones and sacred geometry tones, but this one in particular will take pretty much everybody's aura and light it up, which translates to improvements in body, health, mind. Just a thought experiment, really, for me. When I read the work of the Russian mage, Gurdjieff, he had a really cool idea. It was that each dimension or world has a certain tuning. Let's say string theory turns out to be correct. If string theory is correct, then each area or dimension would have a different tuning. And we could see this in our daily lives. For example, if you're with a bunch of jocks, they have a certain way or feeling about things, and we've kind of probably been in that energies. Yet, if you're with a bunch of geeks, they have a different way of looking at things. And when you're with a bunch of geeks, you can feel it, and we recognize little worlds within worlds created by our thoughts, feelings, and actions. And so it is with an earth. And this Gurdjieff suggested that there's certain tuning patterns that in a certain world kind of like tune you up, put you back into harmony, reset. And I would like to think that the solfeggio scale is something along that line, that it, because it universally gives people light and energy, and other tones don't. I don't know. I just think that's perhaps one explanation. Another might be that the individual tones are, one of them tunes your DNA, as you know. But there's also people associate like 111 with angels, and ancient people had great reverence for master numbers. But this pattern of solfeggio tones, there's 111 between each different tone in the pattern. And if you use ancient methods to reduce numbers to their primal energy, you'll see that it's a pattern of 369s. Mm-hmm. And it's an incredible pattern of 369s. Anytime you multiply, subtract, divide, it's all these 369s. And why does that matter a hoot? But there is certainly mystery involved with this. Tesla, the scientist who was so ahead of his time and had great inventions, said that the secret of power in the universe is with 3, 6, and 9s, not necessarily sound, but energy, perhaps patterns of electric or electromagnetic energy. But in essence, he's saying that one of the strongest forces that we haven't tapped into for power is simply a pattern of 3, 6s, 9s. Interestingly, the solfeggio tones are like a massive generator of 3, 6, 9s. And it's no surprise then that it's so healing.
Yeah. Well, now, for our listeners, what do you think is to you the difference, say, in the 12-tone temperament Western music that we're a part of here in this hemisphere of the planet? Versus the solfeggio, where does that kind of fit into music?
If you look at the history of music, and I have a new book that's coming out, I'm going to have it next week, called The Lost Waves of Time, in which I go through the music of Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, China, Hindu, whole globe. And if you look at them, and you'll understand quickly that our understanding of music is only as old as the Renaissance. What we teach in university goes no deeper than 300 years. If you go thousands of years back, you'll see the entire globe always tuned, not always to the solfeggio, but always to the Fibonacci, which is a number pattern which creates the spiral in a galaxy or in the spiral in a seashell. It's significant only in the number of times that Mother Earth uses this number. So musical scales were always, globally, for many thousand years, sacred geometry converted to sound. They were always a spiral. They were always sacred because people believed that the spiral, you know, by listening would lead them to God. And the solfeggio, interestingly enough, it's like the exact antithesis of the spiral that I'm talking about, this Fibonacci series of numbers. And that comes in, how to put this? I'm going to do another thought experiment. Let's say we have a little seed, and we have a male and female seeds, and they're growing, which means they're creating energy, and waves in close proximity combine. So you have 10 cycles per second in the male, 20 in the 15, 20 in the other, and you can do the math as easily as the waves combine. But eventually you come to a rational number, and Mother Earth doesn't round off. And whenever you do, as that plant's growing, then you're then going to have a branch going off to the right. And then you go straight for a while, and then you have another irrational number, and the branch goes off to the left. So the Fibonacci creates the spirally and branching pattern found in nature. And the solfeggio, I believe, creates the straight lines. It's like if God were to create the world and he had an etch-a-sketch, the right knob would be the Fibonacci and the left would be the solfeggio. Today, we have neither of those. We do equal temperament tuning. And it came about out of economics. In the Renaissance, originally, they're using ancient scales. And in an ancient scale, it's always a spiral. And so therefore, the F sharp in the key of C is different than the F sharp in the key of G. Mm-hmm. And so you would need a piano for every key signature.
Right.
And it's just awkward. So they averaged it out and said, nobody will know. So now we don't have these sacred spirals. We have circles. And I would say that the equal temperament scale kind of sinks us into matter, helps us disconnect from spirit to some degree. Whereas these ancient scales create spirals or energy change that lead up to right. higher frequency, to ascension, right. to enlightenment.
In my teaching, I try to show people how we live in a third space, fourth dimension, time continuum, which is very linear. You know, we think of 1, 2, 3, and 4. But there's a lot of talk now about fifth dimension. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but I'm hearing more and more about fifth dimension. And I just wonder what you thought about this, but I kind of see fifth dimension as the idea of Einstein talking about in the density of mass, that everything begins to turn because it tries to catch that spin, that spiral that you're talking about, the golden mean, the Fibonacci. And so I see fifth dimension as the curve that brings us into what I call vertical dimensions or hyperspace. So you go 5 and then you catch 6, 7, 8 straight up instead of linear. And I think that's the direction that we're going, is more into this multidimensional consciousness, parallel universes we're hearing about everywhere. And I think that's so exciting that the solfeggio could play a part in that, what I think Pythagoras called the overshoot, or the Pythagoras comma, where maybe we didn't follow what was resonant to us, but we went into a more dissonant, which tunes us to a new resonance. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. And mm-hmm. actually, it's somewhat the topic of my new book, The Lost Waves of Time, which can be found at jillswingsoflight.com. But anyway, mm-hmm. what I suggest is that when you look at the music, according to legends and stuff coming out of Central America, as we start to interpret the Aztecs, Mayan, and Inca writings, there's a lot of references to Atlantis. Anyway, when you look at the music of Atlantis, ancient Egypt, ancient China, ancient Hindu, Druids, and so forth, you see that the music was tuned, in my opinion, and I go into great depth in my book, the music was tuned to give us a greater access of information. People way back might have been more like an elf, or more clairvoyant, or more clairaudient, or telepathic. And as the music changed, which would vibrate us, we slowly kept involving, is the word I use, into matter, getting further away from spirit. And you can actually look at the mathematics of music and see why each culture had the predominant feelings and accomplishments it did. It's actually linked to the music that's vibrating their emotions and their thoughts constantly. And then I was thinking, well, why do all these billions of people, including myself, why do we keep incarnating so we can get further and further away from God and all that is? I mean, what are we all, masochists? Mm-hmm. And anyway, being a little bit of a Pollyanna, my thought is this. We are incarnating in matter, and each different epoch or time period has different music, and it vibrates our thoughts and feelings. We are definitely lambs unaware and don't pay attention to what we're listening to. And as they create these different thought feeling patterns that we all take for granted, we get to learn different lessons in matter. One culture evolution will create the feelings of power, and you learn how to not use power in a wrongful way. Another one, like the Greeks, learn about beauty, and you can learn the positive and negative sides of that, as being too effeminate allows other people to step on you, and so forth. You can go through these cultures. And I believe that why is because we're gods in training. And when we perceive that we are separate from God, when we perceive we're fully physical, and that we don't have any connectivity to the person next to us, then we start to have to be responsible for ourselves. And as we kind of grow out of that, we learn to not be a group soul, not follow along with other people, but be our own masters. Like all these different playgrounds, tests, challenges, enables us to control more and more of our emotions, our thoughts, and physicality. Mm-hmm. And wow, what a great training ground to learn to be autonomous and make choices at the same time that you're
on the
jet.
I refer to Earth sometimes as God School 101, you know, that we're here in training and we're learning. Listen, we're going to take another break and we're going to come back. And I understand that you have written a book or so on secret societies and sound. So I'm anxious to hear about that. So we'll be back in just a moment after this message. Please stay tuned.
We'll be back with more of today's program on science, sound, and spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Hulse.
You've written some books on secret societies and their sound.
Yes.
Very interesting, and I think it's very powerful that you did that. So I appreciate it. Do you want to talk a little about how, you know, sound's been around a long, long time. People have used sound in every culture and whatever. And I think that sound has been used in many different ways with different motives. So truly we're here to try to bring it back into the purpose of healing and uniting. And but maybe it hasn't always been used that way. What do you say about that in your books?
No, my understanding is, I agree with you, is that whether or not anybody believes it or not, it's neither here or there, but almost all of the ancient mystery schools believed that Atlantis sunk in part due to the misuse of sound. Sound can be used, it can kill. Sound was used through most governments as a way of controlling their people, for the good, they thought, but definitely controlling them. Music and art was always policed up until the Renaissance. Even with the Catholic Church, they would describe what colors could be used, who could be close to the baby Jesus, who couldn't. Very typical. You look at the ancient Egyptians, for 3,000 years, not a glitch or change in their art. And the same was true in their music. Mm-hmm. They are using subtle energy, quantum energy, sound energy. It's something like a clay that you can mold. You can mold people with. And anyway, as I go through my book, I created a site, ancient-music.com, and I give examples of sound healing throughout the different cultures. For example, the Egyptians had a powerful death chant that they would use to connect to the planets known at the time, which they believed would be ensouled by a great being. And this would be sung for the pharaoh as he passed, so that he would raise up in vibration to the highest level he could, because he was supposed to come back and take care of them. And there's all these... there's samples there at that site, ancient-music.com. Anyway, in the book, I go through how sound was used for gardening, for warfare, for lifting rocks, for balance, for healing, for relationships, in the really creative, exciting ways that I just think can bless us ad infinitum. And it's inexpensive. It can be very accurate. And you can throw it on the background and not even pay attention. Bypass your will and start to incorporate virtues and healing just by putting the CDs in the background. And, yeah. and that's why I devote my life to, is making those CDs so accessible.
Yes, I think people should know that they can have such access to music that is affecting us at a more subtle level, in the sense of repatterning and changing some of our old patterns of the way we've believed and thought, and move us more effortlessly into the next step or leap of our conscious evolution. And I think you've done well to offer that, not only in writing of books, but with your CDs and music. And I hope that our listeners will get on your website and look at the things that you have. I know it could be of great benefit to you. I was like, I experienced a shift, I guess I'd call it. And of course, my background as a minister, I was reading something that supposedly Jesus said as a teacher that really caught my attention when he said, or it's translated, he said this, that be as wise as the serpent, but as harmless as the dove. And I thought, it's amazing that the technology that's been around, that's been used to control the masses of people and brought into the hands of light workers who are coming from the heart of love and healing, could actually use the same thing that has divided us and controlled us, could be the thing that could unite us and heal us. And I think that music is the most universal thing that connects everyone. You can be in a room with people who are far apart in politics and religion and other mindsets, but if you put music on, they all may kind of tap their feet at the same time, if you know what I mean, because we are so much vibration that we resonate with that vibration. So I think this is a great shift that is taking place. You teach about the frequencies of the ascended masters and angels and guides.
Yes, I do.
Can you, describe a little bit of that for us.
All righty. Everyone, if you were to take the average of every pitch in your body, think that your digestion creates the sound, your liver is energy and it vibrates. And with a tool, again, described in my Secret Sounds book at nanovoice.org, you can download a little software device and look at how many A, B, C, D, E. Look at the musical scale within your body and see how lopsided it is. We all have different amounts of frequencies, which is expressed as different personalities and different health issues. And likewise, so it is with ascended masters. And if you recall when I was talking about the music of each different culture giving us opportunities to master a different emotion, every emotion is going to correlate to a color mathematically. And we have that in our language. I was red with anger. Oh, I feel blue today. I'm green with envy. And so when you translate it to colors, a color in antiquity was known as a ray, a color ray. And it wasn't just about a color. It was about a set of emotions and a set of physicality. So it was like, if we're going to go towards enlightenment, we have to master all our emotions, all our matter, all our thoughts, period. That's what enlightenment is. And said differently, we master the energies of the rainbow. We master the emotions of red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, blue, and violet. And then we are enlightened. We get like our degree in white light. And then if you look at the ascended masters, you see they've gone on and got a doctorate. So you have Saint Germain coming in on violet. His very energies are the energies that help transmutation. It's not just what he says or does. He himself is the energy of transformation. That equates mathematically to violet. And in my Angels and Masters CD, I go through all of the rainbow and their association with angels and masters. And then I take it a step further. I take it with all the associations with each musical note. So like C, musical note C equates to heart issues, circulation, large and same frequency as large and gross muscles. So if you have a heart issue, it would be really good to work with Kuan Yin or Mother Mary, for they radiate primarily the frequency of pink or musical note C. Mm-hmm. And you can do it with emotion. So you can actually pick which ascended master you would like or angel you would like to work with for areas in your life that are very needy. And you'll find, if you haven't done this consciously, you'll find that the lessons that you're working on happen to be the angels or masters you probably like, because you're attracted to them in a frequency sense. And then I have this garden of the rainbows, I call it. I'll put music in the key of pink and then orange and yellow and green and blue, and I channel angels and masters. And just as you can imagine in your house, if your mom's in it or not, when you channel an angel or master, you can tell who's going to come in before they do, because you recognize their presence, and it records. So I have the music of pink, and then I've recorded the energy of the pink angels and masters. And then I can go in and tell you, okay, here's the blessings of pink for your body. Here's the blessings of pink for your emotion fields. Now soak up pink angels and masters and learn to recognize them. So when they're there working with you, aha, you know. And then I'll go through orange and yellow and green and indigo. And just listening to that meditation is unbelievably enlightening, plus teaching you to recognize the energies of these great beings.
Well, this is just amazing. There is so much we could talk about, and I know you have so much you could say about what you do, and I do encourage those who are listening to us to get on your website and look at all of the wonderful things that you've done. And I want to thank you so much for sharing with us today. I just love you, and I love your work, and so appreciate all that you're doing. And I hope we see each other again soon somewhere, maybe at an expo or something. We'll do that. So thank you, Jill. And
thank you. Okay.
All right. We want to thank all of you who's listened to us today on Science, Sound, and Spirituality. I am David Hultz. And our website is www.somaenergetics, one word, small letters, somaenergetics, somaenergetics.com. And please look at all of the classes and all of the tuning forks and the work that we've been doing for 15 years to help people to be empowered with the use of vibration and sound. I do believe that a lot of people do not heal and are not manifesting because they're not using the energy that is available to them. We kind of got stuck in survival mode in our evolutionary journey, but as we have new energy, we can create new things. So thank you so much. Until our next time. Also, you can catch us Saturdays at 7 o'clock on bbsradio.com on a new show called Take Another Look with David. So be sure and join us. Thank you very much.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Hultz. For more information, visit us at www.lightwithin.com. We invite you to join us every week here on BBS Radio for this insightful program and the first and third Thursday of each month for a live program. Until then, this is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.